We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Wake the fuck up!
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Yo. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. Good morning. What's happening?
Yes, the weekend is here. I'm out in Virginia, of course. Hampton Homecoming is this weekend. Shout out to everybody that attended the HBCU. Homecoming season is upon us.
That's right.
I know it's canceled for a lot of people, or they're having restrictions, but I will be in Hampton this whole weekend enjoying my homecoming, enjoying seeing my people again, because, of course, last year we couldn't do it because of the pandemic.
Salute to all the 45-year-olds that's going out there. They got to do a little stretching, you know what I'm saying? A little stretching before they go out there this weekend, because they want to lose their minds to Nucky Fee Buck. Okay.
And swag surfing.
Relive their old wild out days. I understand.
That's right.
I understand.
Yep. So shout out to all the alumni that's heading out to homecoming to Hampton University this week. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And, hey, salute to everybody who came out last night in Atlanta, too, man. We had the Black Effect Podcast Network first anniversary celebration hosted by Flame Monroe. And we had live podcasts from Horrible Decisions, Mandy B and Weezy, and the 85 South Show, Chico Bean, DC Young Fly, and Carlos Miller. So drop on the clues bombs for everybody who came out last night in Atlanta. Thank you, man. We appreciate the support. Okay?
All right. Now, we have Country Wayne and Zaytoven joining us this morning, right?
I ain't see that. I saw somebody named Drip. Who the hell is Drip? Drip and Zaytoven.
Well,
that's
Drip Country Wayne.
Oh, Drip. Okay. What's that's like his Sasha Fierce?
That's one of Country Wayne's characters. He's a dope boy turned rapper.
Hey, okay. So he got music.
Mm-hmm. They got an EP that came out last week.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Oh man, 18 former NBA players have been charged in a $4 million health insurance fraud.
All right, we'll get into that. We'll talk about that, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, now in Thursday Night Football, the Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. Russell Wilson had to come out the game. He dislocated his middle finger during the game, so Geno Smith came in, former Jet, and they did lose. All right?
That sounded about right.
Now, WNBA, the Phoenix Mercury play the Aces tonight at 9 p.m. And this weekend, shout out to Edgar Belonga. He fights over the weekend. And also Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder fight this weekend.
Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury part 3. I can't wait to see it. Tyson Fury is 20 pounds 20 pounds heavier than he usually is. Oh, 20 pounds heavier than the last fight. So I can't wait to see this one. I mean, you know, this is like this would be a redemption win, a big redemption win for Deontay Wilder, but we'll see. It's going to be a good fight.
All right, what else we got, Yeezy?
Man, 18 former NBA players have been charged an alleged $4 million health insurance fraud. Now, this includes Glenn Big Baby Davis. The alleged ringleader of this whole scheme is Terrence Williams. He was the 11th overall in the 2009 NBA draft by the then New Jersey Nets. So these false claims, players received about $2.5 million in fraudulent proceeds. The ex-players are accused of submitting false reimbursement claims from around 2017 to 2020. That was for medical and dental services. And the alleged ringleader he recruited other NBA players by offering them fabricated invoices. They then used these in false claims to get payment, and they would have to also give him kickbacks. So he got about $230,000 in kickbacks from the players, according to the indictment. And he also allegedly assisted three of the ex-players with letters, fabricated letters of medical necessity to justify some services that these false invoices were based on. Some of those players are Charles Watson Jr. and Antoine Wright as well. A few of these false claims, this is how they got caught, were for identical reported procedures on the same day. Like, three players claimed to have had root canals on the same six teeth on April 30th, 2016, crowns on the same six teeth on May 11th, 2016, and just different things like some grammatical errors, some unusual formatting on these fake invoices and forms. And one of the players, Gregory Smith, submitted invoices for a root canal in Beverly Hills, but he was actually playing basketball in Taiwan at the time.
Yeah, I have no idea what any of this means. You know, something don't sound right about this. I know that much. Just because, and it's only because of the dollar amount. Like, $4 million, that's not a lot of money at all. For how many former NBA players, you said?
NBA makes $4 billion a year.
That's
the
what
NBA
I'm saying.
Makes $4 billion a
you said,
year.
So 15, so, I mean, eight, how many NBA players you said, G? 15, 18?
18. And these are former NBA players. Antoine Wright is one of them.
Yeah, but those
Sebastian
guys,
Telfair, Darius Miles, Eddie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. I know Sebastian Telfair. I thought Sebastian Telfair, I didn't know he was involved in that.
Yeah, he was in it involved too. See, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, what they did was wrong. A lot of those players weren't making huge, huge contracts. Some of them were. But if the NBA is making $4 billion a year, I just honestly say you slap them on the wrist, you keep it inside, and you take care of it inside. You don't
wait a minute now.
Those players get
paid. Wait. This don't have nothing to do with the NBA other than them being NBA players, though. It's not like they were frauding the NBA.
These benefit plans come from the National Basketball Players Association, too, by the way, and the NBA.
Oh.
So that is supporting the players because that's
plans. Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, these are false claims. And then you know how they have their own union, the Players Association. So that is to make sure that these players are taken care of. And it's you can't give false work that was never done and submit reimbursement claims and get that money. Now, some of them have been instructed to pay that money back and have done that. By the way, a few of these players did repay the proceeds they received, according to the indictment, but some others did not.
Yeah, because $4 million does not seem like a lot of money. Because a lot of those guys you named
to the NBA.
Got some, to the NBA. Those guys got some nice contracts.
Yeah, I just think the NBA makes $4 billion a year. I know those guys effed up, but allow them to pay it back. Don't lock them up. Don't put them in jail. That's how I feel. Like, the NBA makes billions of dollars a year. These guys made a mistake. They effed up. They tried to do some slickish. Make them pay their money back and keep it moving. Pop them on the wrist, in my opinion.
Well, you're not the law, sir.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, we didn't say for sure that they're going to jail, but this is a health insurance fraud scheme.
I thought like 15 of them got arrested.
Yeah, but I don't. Once they get this is all alleged right now, so we don't know what they'll be sentenced to. They might just be reimbursed. They might, who knows?
Oh, something don't sound right about it though. Just the fact that it's $4 million. Like, I feel like, I don't know. With all those NBA players, I feel like it would have been a lot more money. But who knows? If this is even what happened, it could be just a mistake, right? You don't think so?
No. I don't know about that.
Okay. No. Can't get a root canal in L.A. while you're playing basketball in Taiwan.
My assistant messed it up. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. And Red, drop a bomb for Charlamagne. I was driving through the city yesterday, and I seen Charlamagne's studio. I was pulling up to a car shop over there, and I was like, look at my guy over there with his studio, man. So salute to Charlamagne.
Oh, we actually was taping yesterday. New episode of The God's Honest Truth comes out tonight at 10 o'clock. On Comedy Central, this episode is actually, since World Mental Health Day is Sunday, this episode is actually called Keep That Same Healing Energy, okay? And we're talking all things mental health. Michelle Williams is on the show tonight, Dr. Rita Walker, Resma Minikim, Chico Bean, and Icewear Vezo. So, yeah, tune in.
All right, well, get it off your chest. This next is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Chantel.
Hey, Chantel, get it off your chest, mama.
Peace, Chantel.
Oh, no. Oh, Charlamagne, I love you so much. This is, oh, my God.
I love you more.
To tell you that. Okay. I want to know, do Trav got his own separate line of program? Because I've been calling up there for a long time. And what? This is my first time getting through, but he gets through every single day.
Well, Trav comes through the back door.
Oh. Oh, it makes sense. It's your envy.
No, that's envy. It's envy's back door. It's envy. It's envy's nope. Back line.
Oh my God, Charlamagne, I just love you so much.
I love you more. What part of South Carolina are you calling from?
803 in this day right now.
The Metro.
Yes.
All right,
well, thank you, mama.
You have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Yo, hello.
Yo, get it off your chest.
Yo, Envy, check me out, man. I'm listening to you talking about these dudes in the NBA and they should get a slap on the wrist, whatever. Yo, that's crap, man. These boys were afforded a lifestyle in the NBA that some people will never obtain. They have money that some people would never obtain. If they committed the crime, there should be no sympathy. They need to pay the price.
Now, I just don't like to see my people in jail, and especially with the NBA.
I get that part of it. I really do. I don't want to see nobody go down like that. But come on, man. The money them boys was making in the league, damn if they blew it or not, that was on them. Life is about choices, and the choices you make define who you become.
Well,
they made the choice to do that. If they made the choice to do that, let them go to jail. If that was a regular person on the street that committed that crime, they'd be trying to send them in jail for 20 years.
Hey, you're not wrong, my brother, but due process. We don't know if these brothers are guilty or not. Come on. Okay. Due process.
Okay. Until proven guilty.
That's right.
My problem was when he was saying, like, a slap on the wrist. No way. That's absolutely not. If they're guilty, they should pay the price. Just like the little kid that goes out there and robs somebody, he pays the price, they should pay a price.
Everybody got to deal with the consequences of their choices. You're not wrong.
I just feel like the NBA makes $4 billion a year, and a lot of times they exploit these players with everything that they do. They make so much money, a lot of these players don't make a fraction of what the NBA actually
makes. Bro, that's cap. Like, the NBA players get paid, bro. Like,
some of
stop.
Them do, but you think all the players on there got millions and millions of contracts? A lot of them.
Yes, man. NBA players get paid, bro. There's guys out there that got. I was just saying that the other day. I was like, you know what you had to do to get $100 million in the NBA back in the day? Nowadays, you got that's like the third, fourth best person on the team getting $100 million.
This is back in the day. That was like 8, 9, 10 years ago. That wasn't 2 years ago.
Big Baby last deal, he probably made like $6 million a year. His last deal. And I wonder was that maybe 20. Let me look and see when he played.
There's a lot of basketball players on there you probably don't even know.
2012. Last year, I think Big Baby played was 2012. He made $6.4 million. But here's the thing. We're acting like these guys are guilty. Could these guys have their due process, please?
That is true. I just don't want to see nobody go to jail. And especially with the NBA making $4 billion a year. I just don't want to see nobody go to jail. Just me.
Yeah, but we're not going to act like these NBA players be starving either, though. Come on. You acting like this is the WNBA. It's not the WNBA. It's the NBA.
Nah, I'm not saying they're starving, but geez. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? Chris from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Chris, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I kind of had something going on. First off, good morning to all y'all.
Peace, King. How are you?
Happy Friday. So I've been married for like 4 years. And, you know, my wife, she has a super low self-esteem. And she's always worried about me leaving her and, you know, leaving her in the dust, you know, when she's old and can't find nobody else. You know, she's just going through some stuff. And I'm trying to figure out if it's something that I'm doing wrong or if it's her. You know, So I kind of wanted to get some advice from y'all.
It sounded to me like she got some internal issues she need to handle, my brother. I always say too, man, when it comes to like, you know, love, your first, last, and best love got to be self-love. So if she dealing with any internal issues that's causing her not to love herself the way she should, it's going to be kind of hard in whatever relationship she in, King.
Yeah, I know. It's tough, man, because we got a daughter together and we live together and, you know, we've been together for 8 years all together. And I've shown nothing but complete loyalty. You know, I don't go out and do that scene. I'm always home working,
Confused. Encourage her to go do the work. Maybe y'all should go to couples therapy together. You know what I mean? And maybe that couples therapy will lead to her going to her own therapy. But it just sounds like she needs, she got some things she need to heal. That's what it sounds like to me.
I appreciate that, yeah.
Let's go do the work, brother. It's all kind of resources out there, bro, that y'all could get with. I would start with couples therapy, though.
And make sure you compliment her all the time and tell her how much you love her, how great she looks to you. And sometimes little things like that mean a lot.
Sending y'all healing energy, though, King.
Hello, who's this?
This Ashley. How are you?
Hey, Ashley. Good morning. Get it
Peace,
off your chest.
Ashley.
Hey, Charlamagne. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you. Love you, too.
So what I need to get off my chest is I wish people stop moving to Florida. I'm living out my life. I'm trying to go to work. This traffic is crazy. Like, all these people moving here, though. For what?
They just said that Miami is number 2 on the list of most expensive places to live, right in Florida.
It is.
Just surpassed LA.
I just moved to Jacksonville.
Ashley, I'm going to tell you something. It sounds like you're trying to keep people out. You just said there ain't nothing in Florida. Don't get me wrong.
They need to go home.
All the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, but Florida's still a beautiful place. But you clearly don't want people there.
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy, man. I don't like when you say that.
Ashley, I ain't say nothing. I ain't say nothing.
Thank you, Ashley.
Sound like she getting crazy.
They sound like she about to get crazy.
I'm a little crazy.
See? Thank you, Mom. Have a good weekend. Hello, who's this?
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay, get it off your chest.
So I'm calling. I'm not really upset. Just a little feeling a little fooled, a little bamboozled. We hear about catfish. We even know about hatfish. These men not who they pretend to be under these hats. Now, I'm not kink shaming or nothing, but Mello be calling up here sounding all good, sounding like a snack. Boy, I went to that boy's page. That's a old man with titties.
Damn. He said he's an old man with titties. Lord have mercy.
I was about to shoot my shot. Everything. I'll pass. Plus, I know he in a relationship now and everything, so... I wish you well, Mello.
Damn.
Shots this morning.
That wasn't nice. Mello's a cool person.
It wasn't wrong, though.
Mean. Thank you. Also, Breakfast Club, we need you guys back in Boston ASAP, okay? Jelly Belly calls up here and forgets to mention we want to hear y'all live, not just on the iHeart app. We love y'all out here.
Well, those days are over. They're not bringing us back to that white-ass city. That ain't happening.
That ain't going to happen. Too many crackers flying around.
That's right. I say cracker way too much to be on in Boston. Salute to Boston, though. I love Boston, get it off, by the way.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way, ye.
Barbara Corcoran has apologized to Whoopi Goldberg. We'll tell you what she said that was offensive.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, Barbara Corcoran was on The View and they were joking around and she made a comment about Whoopi Goldberg's jeans. All right, listen to this.
They're great jeans.
Yeah. Well, I have to try them.
You have to.
Will they fit this COVID?
Yes. Okay. Yes, they will. They fit this COVID.
And when you get finished with those jeans and decide you don't like them, give them to me. I'm going to make two pairs.
Oh, right.
Oh, Barbara.
Okay, so now we don't like you. What's the matter? Let me just tell you something. Yeah. Sarah Haynes and Jill Biden wore that dress already on TV.
That's not true.
Little poor-ass dress. Okay, somebody else don't wear that little po-ass dress on TV twice already, all right?
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. Whoopi Goldberg did not look like she was amused at all by that. Actually, she looked kind of sad.
I ain't going to say she looked sad or hurt. She just looked like who the F you playing with? Who the F you playing? When the hell did you become a comedian? Okay. Anna had her back though. Anna pissed all over that little po-ass dress that two people had on the show already. Okay.
All right. Well, here is what Barbara Corcoran had to say afterwards.
I just came back from The View and saw my old friend Whoopi. As you well know, she has a phenomenal sense of humor. I've known Whoopi for years. I made a joke at Whoopi's expense, which I now realize wasn't funny. For anyone who I may have offended unintentionally, I just want to say I really am very sorry.
Well, if she feels like she offended Whoopi and, you know, she feels like she should apologize, you know, do your thing, you know?
And I think you should. I think there's only right that you should do the same because you offend me sometimes up here, and you know it really bothers me. So I think you should apologize to me if you believe that.
Well, I seen about two other people with that fake ass beard you got on, that same Beijing spray paint beard that you got. I seen about two other people in the industry with that same beard. Okay, little poor ass.
Shut up!
Beard.
It offends me. Apologize. I want you to apologize.
Hey, who is Barbara though? What she do? I don't know her.
You don't know who Barbara Corcoran is from Shark Tank, and she's a real estate mogul. You've never seen, like Corcoran real estate.
No, but it makes sense.
She's been on the Breakfast Club before.
That's why Damon John.
She's been on the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Before, all right. Now, Issa Rae.
Dope.
Yeah, Issa Rae has revealed to Mike Magazine that she actually was told to include white characters in her show so that people would care. She said one of her colleagues told her, girl, if you want this ish to set off to the next level, you got to put a white character in there. Then white people will care about it. Then NPR is going to write about you. Your ish will blow up. And that's why she actually added a white person to her YouTube series, Awkward Black Girl. And she also took that advice when it came to Insecure. In 2016, she brought white actress Lisa Joyce on board to play the character of Frida, who was a coworker of Issa Rae's, but then she was written out of the series at the end of season 3 when Issa Rae quit her job. She told Mike that she then started actively resisting the temptation to include another white character on the show. She said, I realized, oh my gosh, our show is just about black characters now in the most refreshing way.
Dropping the clues bombs for Issa Rae. You said what,
That's a crazy thing to say to somebody. Like, if you want your show to be successful, you gotta add white characters.
Well, listen, man. I know one thing, though. Issa wanted the realest in it. I'll tell you that much. Okay, y'all have no idea how real Issa keeps it. But maybe y'all do. But drop on the clues bombs for Issa, right?
All right, well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
No, we discussed this 18-year-old student at the high school in Arlington and at the shooting at Timberview High School. Well, Timothy Simpkins has been released after being accused of injuring four people during that shooting. He posted bond, and we'll tell you what happens next.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Audible is your source for best-selling audiobooks, hot new releases, and popular podcasts, plus exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. It's all in the one app. Get your first one free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now in sports and Thursday Night Football, the Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. Russell Wilson, he came out in the game because of an injured middle finger. WNBA, the Mercury takes on the Aces tonight. In boxing, if you're a boxing fan over the weekend, shout out to Edgar Berlango, all my Puerto Ricans out there. He's fighting this weekend. And also, Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder. Why you calling that man Dante? Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, man. This is their third fight.
Third.
And this will be a redemption fight if Deontay gets back. So I can't wait to see Deontay and Tyson go at it.
What else we got, Ye?
All right. Now let's go to Timberview High School in Arlington. We talked about the 18-year-old student who was being bullied, and he's accused of injuring four people in a shooting. Timothy Simpkins has now been released after posting bond. He has not responded to reporters who asked if he had anything to say to his family or to people who were wounded. He's being charged now with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And he was at the pretrial release department with family and friends. He was getting fitted with an electronic leg monitor and given the conditions of his bond. If you recall, we discussed this. He opened fire inside of Timberview High School following a fight with another student. The video of that fight did end up going viral. Four people were hurt in that shooting, including two teachers and two students. All right. And let's also discuss, this is an interesting story. A woman ended up in the hospital after wearing high-cut jean shorts on a date and continually getting a wedgie. So her name is Sam. She's a 25-year-old from North Carolina. She didn't expect any possible side effects from these high-cut jean shorts. But unfortunately for her, the wedgie that was created by the shorts and her underwear contributed to her ending up in the ICU. She has cellulitis and sepsis. So they did reach out to her from BuzzFeed. They said she had to go to the doctor to get treated with antibiotics for a possible skin infection. There was chafing. She said the next morning she was in septic shock. She was rushed to the ER. She was shivering, breathless, couldn't walk, had extreme body aches. And she realized it was more serious than she had anticipated. She was actually in the ICU for almost 4 days. And doctors had to debate whether they were going to do surgery, which was basically cutting off the part of her butt that got infected. From this constant wedgie
all
from
because
these high-cut
jeans, too
jean
tight?
Shorts. Yeah, and the wedgie that it created and then the chafing. And then she said she just woke up and wasn't feeling well and she was very sore. She said she had a large bump where the chafing had occurred. And as time went on, it started getting more painful. And then it was a throbbing, stabbing pain in one spot.
What are we talking about? Whose fault is this, by the way? Like, what is she blaming
jeans,
somebody?
Too tight and too high.
No, she's just talking about what happened to her. This could happen to anybody. So
that's what I'm thinking. All these dudes I be seeing walking around here with tight, high-waisted jeans on, that don't happen to them. And they got balls.
Listen, if you end up with a wedgie nonstop and having to pick your wedgie out and chafing on that area, then let this be a warning to you, okay?
Tight jeans cause wedgies?
You could end up in the hospital.
I thought dresses and different was the fabric, not like jean, not denim. I didn't know denim causes wedgies. I didn't know you could get a wedgie with denim.
Wedgies, I think it was high butt, cut, bro. And so, yeah, anything up your butt is a wedgie.
But I've never seen a wedgie with denim. I've seen a wedgie with cotton or silk or velvet. What's some, the material I'm talking about, the little soft materials. I've never seen one with denim.
And yeah, well, that's probably what caused the chafing and all these issues, too. Because think about how rough that denim is.
My God.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Why are you saying it like that, all right. G? Denim all in your butt. That is nickname, Envy?
What? All right. Well, thank you, Missy. Now, when we come back, Zaytoven and Country Wayne. We're going to kick it with them when we come back. So why are you laughing like that, man? We can see you laughing.
It just sounds stupid. You're so stupid. Get them in your butt. That's a hell of a Levi's ad, ain't it?
Country Wayne, Zaytoven, when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wrangler.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Yo.
My man, Country Wayne.
Yo.
And Zaytoven, a.k.a.
Yes,
Drippin' Zay.
Yo. 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 Charlamagne. Yo, you said it. I've been waiting to get on here. Drill, you know, I came here and I want to sit in the chair with the artists who ain't don't need nothing that. Yo, I'm the first artist to come in here like this, y'all. No record or nothing. No record label. Me and Zay, y'all.
Hold on now. So Drippin' is a whole other person.
Yo, Drew.
Oh,
yo.
You okay. Haven't been seeing Drew
yo,
doing his thing. He got merchandise.
Yo, I got merch and everything. Like, I'm gonna get money. I just dropped the EP, everything. Yo, I'm hot out here in the city of Atlanta. Yo,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I just thought
Drip.
You was, Drip, my bad. I just thought you was getting so much money you just was flexing on people. Cause you know, sometimes people get to a certain status, they change their identity and everything.
No, that
know.
Was you. That was you. You switched. Yo, we seen your money go and you shine brighter. Like you got brighter and everything over the years. You got younger. I seen the money, and I'm like, you one of my motivators. I like Charlamagne. Yo, you one of them that I watch and be like, that money make you do something different. Yo.
What I love about Drip is that you went from being in the streets, right?
Yo, cut that part. Yo, I was there.
Yeah.
I was really there. So, you know, yo, I was really there, and Zay was there coming through.
I done got him out the trap.
Yeah. How did you finance your career?
Yo, how I find, yo, Angela.
Cocaine!
Hey, I'm finna keep the whole interview. Yo, Zay on everything. Don't bring. Nah. Hey, I financed it through God.
Yo. What was the drug of choice you sold? Drip.
Yo, got Charlamagne, you know they bitch said you was the police. But I thought it was Breakfast Club, not Vlad. Yo. Yeah. Charlamagne, you from down there and you did it. Just cause you went through your charge. Hey, let's talk about something else. But the EP, yo, Drip and Zay is out there.
Now, Zaytoven, that's a great cosign for Drip to have Zaytoven actually do this EP.
Yeah.
So, Zay, what did you see in Drip that made you say, okay, I'm a blessing with these beats?
No, I was watching him. I kept watching him every day, and I'm like, hold on, he might got some.
Don't lie, Zay. It was the bag.
No, it wasn't the bag.
Yo.
It's opportunity, man. It's, you know, I'm a guy that been in the game for a long time, so I'm looking for something new and innovative.
In real.
And, yeah, real.
In real. Let's just be honest. Like, yo, he ready for a real one. You know, he had Gucci on, and I drip in here, and it's like Atlanta is in me. And I'm bringing it to the city, and now we on the Breakfast Club. This is legendary for the streets, for real, because rappers don't got too rich, and they ain't, you don't feel the answers anymore.
Now, Zay, it don't get much realer than Gucci now. Mm-hmm. So you think Drip is on that level of realness?
Well, you know, Drip is a whole nother other thing. This is a whole nother other thing.
No, tell the truth. Hold up, Zay. It's only one Gucci, but it's only one Drip.
It's only one Drip.
Like, Drip do it different. Like, yo, see, I'm with the ladies and about the money. I'm not violent, I'm a spiritual gangster.
Okay.
Yeah, he's honest.
Break that down.
A spiritual gangster, like, I don't gonna touch you because you do something to me, I'm protected and I pray.
Divinely protected, there you go.
And something gonna happen to you anyway.
Let God ride for you.
God
gonna stay alive for you.
He has a clean.
There you go.
How you get the name Drip?
Because I was born with it. I got it too. This flawless diamonds in the Rolex. Yo, this 56,000. But I was born with it. And everybody didn't have it. Everybody ain't born with it. They have to go buy it.
Yeah, I'm about to test to see if the jewelry is real right now. As soon as this warm up.
Test them. Yo, warm up.
Get his teeth, too. Hit his teeth.
Yo, Angela Yee. Yo, because you looking young and rich, don't make no suggestions because he's not touching my mouth. Yo. Yo, I've been waiting on that test, though. Yo, this the real one.
Let me see.
Yo.
Oh, shit. Look at Drip. That means it's real, isn't it?
Yo, you want the VVS?
Let me try to watch.
Oh, don't flawless. It'll tell your machine. Oh, you got a machine for the flawless.
Let me do the airing.
Come on, Charlamagne.
Charlamagne,
oh my God.
That's too much.
That's not envy.
You not going in my mouth. Yo, so that what it is, Drew, Charlamagne, no record label or nothing. I already came in the game like this, yo.
Now, you since you talked about the women, let's discuss that for a second. Yo, all right, because you have a song where you said you can't be your Russell Wilson, but you can be someone's future.
Yo, that's what I can't be your Russell Wilson.
That's toxic as f***.
Yeah, that's toxic, but that's what they like. See, when you toxic, it bring the toxins out their body. If you ain't toxins, them juices don't flow the same.
Okay,
if you toxic, and she know you toxic, she gonna say she don't like you, but a different fluid come from her. So I'm just being real, out the real. Like, I can't be your Russell Whisper, but I could be your future. You won't like the things I do, but the way I do it to you,
That's actually a dope-ass double entendre, though.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not... And then the future, you gonna have a good time and all that for however, just count your times, enjoy it, because you don't know how long it's gonna last. But you gonna be able to say, I ain't gonna lie, I had a good time. I probably went on vacation, and I probably went to Miami, but I'm not finna stay there all day. And we have children that take pictures in white robes. That ain't me, that's Russell. And no disrespect to Russell and Sierra, where they living, but you know, I could be your future because I'm out here in the streets.
You wouldn't want that one day though, to find you a good woman, a wife, and settle down and have a family?
Nah.
Bunch of little drips running around?
Nah, the driplets, they running around, but I just can't be there all the time. I get bored. Like, I don't think you're supposed to wake up every day with the same woman. Like, God, I don't think he meant that for everybody, because that's morning breath. And morning breath will take you out of here. So I know that's a sign you don't supposed to be sleeping together all the time.
But aren't you taking in mad different morning breaths if you with a bunch of different women?
Can't you just brush your teeth?
Who's sleeping with me?
I see what you're saying.
The energy of you being around me all day just unnecessary. Because, like, after the moment over, you really want to be like, bye. But I'm a realist to say that. Like, go in the other room, and I see you another time.
Okay.
But that turn you on because you mad. When I leave, you like, I can't stand home. You know, but if it's just all that every day, you're going to get bored.
True.
You have to put online like it's real, but it ain't. Yo.
Let me ask you this. Since you've had this drip for so long, and you a ladies' man, has a woman ever got you for something? Like, you put the watch down in the hotel room, or?
One got me for 15 racks.
Woo.
Cash.
Yeah, 15 racks. She got me, And she got me good, and she ain't doing good right now.
What you mean?
Yeah, she looking bad. I seen her on social media. I was like, oh.
Because God spun the block for you.
He got her out the way through the paper, but I don't know what she did. She must have used it literally. He bought something else for somebody else.
Yeah.
She got me for 15 rights, Angela Yee, but you know, that ain't nothing. I spend that on you, I really want to come here because you looking good,
Now, listen, I'm not going to lie. I heard your song, one of your songs.
She
trying to ignore that. You going to let her curb
you
like that?
She going
to
curb me just like that?
We going to get right back to it.
You think I ain't on yet, Speak to me.
Because I do see you pay for trips and everything, right?
The paper is...
I keep the
paper. That ain't nothing.
Big drip.
Digit pocket. I'm finna spend this in New York. What the store? I was just gonna spend all of this,
I'm disappointed you got 20s, though.
That's for
give
the
all over the year. Give them the year.
That's for the cow driver.
Get all the year.
She gonna get the cards. She gonna get the cards. I'm gonna let her spend it all. You can have the account number. My phone
you
code.
You drop 100.
It ain't nothing, y'all. I leave that in hook.
Or leave it then. Don't worry about it.
He's always
leave
trying to get some money.
Leave it for the broke rappers. So when they come through here, can I put it in your cup?
There you go. Leave it for the broke radio personalities, too.
When the broke rapper come through and faking like they got it, y'all. Drip left something for you. Just manifest that. Manifest that 100 in their cup. And there's no drip came through here for y'all. Because y'all, I ain't flexing, y'all.
All right, we got more with Country Wayne and Zaytoven. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Country Wayne and Zaytoven. Yee.
Zay, what was the recording process like with Drip?
Just what y'all saying right now. I had a ball just in there watching them do his thing. You know what I mean? Coming up with the music.
Do you write? You don't even write, do you?
No, I
ain't
got to
write. I ain't doing no writing. No,
me and Jay-Z, and who else do that? It was me and Jay-Z.
Biggie.
Like, we y'all. You know what I'm saying? Not saying I'm on their level, because I know I'm in New York. I ain't got time for no no cap, run on my foot. But yo, it just, I don't got the right. It come like I could spit right now from the spirit.
Let me hear something. Let me hear something from the spirit.
Drip. I'm coming from the bottle, headed to the top. Yeah, you know I drip, but you know I never drop. I'm on Breakfast Club with Angela Yee and Charlamagne. I got Zay Tope and his curls, they doing their thing, yo. Yeah. Who is that? A replacement for Evie. Yo, I'm in New York City, yo. I'm coming harder than everybody. Thinking the plan. I'm having a spirit that's out of body. Yo, it's drip. That's nothing to
Hey, Zay Tope, your curls all doing their thing, though, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You look rich.
Embarrassed, man. You was embarrassed.
I wonder why his curls do that. Like, why your curls just different?
He said he got berries.
How you gonna do that?
Yo.
How you gonna do that to your producer?
No, I'm just saying,
man.
Who produced the curls? I've been wanting to ask you that. I hated to get on Breakfast Club and ask this question, but his curls is different.
You want that?
I keep it nappy, y'all. Yo, I got family in Nigeria and everything. Yo.
Zay, you got a movie coming out Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, sir.
What's that about?
Two Finesse. It's the Finesse Game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, it's a comedy, and it's all about, you know, the smoke and mirrors.
Do you feel like the pandemic has elevated that finesse?
Oh, come on. It's like I done made more money in a pandemic than anything. And it's like, you know, you got to be creative. You know what I mean? Atlanta taught me how to be creative, and that's what we shine a light on that.
Word. So what do you mean by it? During the pandemic, you made more? Explain that.
It's just I got to find new ways of making money. You know, it's not, I can't go out and do DJ shows. I can't travel this place and this and that. Mm-hmm. So to connect with artists, to connect with different people, I got to do different things. And it's almost via, you know, the internet, but people want to be tapped in, so you know it opened the doors for me to be more creative.
And that's crazy because you already a natural creative.
Yeah,
you can tell that by just making music. So that's probably just tapped into something else in your brain. Like
that's why, like I'm right here with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's something different.
Country Wayne now.
Hey. So hold on, how do we know when Country Wayne making an appearance?
He took his teeth out.
Yeah, he took the teeth out, and the demeanor has left.
And you know what's crazy, Wayne? I heard somebody was talking about you the other day, and it was like they can't even get Wayne to do no TV or nothing like that because you making so much money doing stand up and everything else.
Oh yeah, I can't do no TV right now. I just did a TV show with BET though.
You did?
It's coming out.
Okay.
And I got a book deal, man. They gave me a book deal almost 7 figures for my life story.
For real?
Straight up. And what it is, I'm doing so much of my own stuff, and they still, when they see, you know, auditions and stuff, it'd be like I'm about to shoot my own movie in January in Atlanta. You know what I mean? And it's just like when you do your own thing, because I don't trust the system. I was out there in LA for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you go, you having these general meetings and all that. I'm like, man, hold up, man. So you telling me I'm really waiting on y'all to give me a year. So at some point it just became, bro, let me do my own thing, and that's when I really turned up. Mm-hmm. I felt like who I was when I got in this thing. It's like I was an entrepreneur getting into the comedy game, and then the comedy game turned it back to a job.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you just doing shows and comedy club, and you waiting on Hollywood to give you opportunities, but man, most of the time that opportunity ain't coming.
And that will suck your creativity.
Oh, it take you, because now you ain't even around your people anymore. So now you get in LA out there, you on an island. You're not even connected to
The soil of
creativity, man. When the pandemic hit, man, I was really broke. I went broke because...
Really?
During the pandemic?
Yeah. Man, that's my book. Man, I was down $13,000.
Mm. Huh?
But then I ran it up to sell $1 million in 300 days.
Wayne, ain't no way in hell.
Now, hold on. Let's be clear, though. You do got a lot of kids. Yeah, and that is the number one reason.
I'm a realistic person. When that pandemic hit, you know you got about 100. You know what I'm saying? Just paid taxes now. You know what I'm saying? Trying to pay them early, do right. I shouldn't did that. I had about $100,000, but my bill's about 7 to 8 a month. So that first bill came, we ain't know nobody, no SBA or nothing.
So I'm
like, God, dog, boy, I got down to 13,000 credit cards, maxed out and everything.
Damn.
I was, but you know, I had my faith in God, so I was like, all this Jesus Papa stuff I've been talking about.
I'm gonna see if this book of Job real now.
I'm finna see it, man. I'm about to sell Nutriverse. One time, I'm like, shit.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, for real, I'm a hustler.
You was about to do Nutriverse.
I'm about to do Nutriverse. I ain't got no pride. You know what I mean? I'm like, look, bro. But I say, man, this the time that all this positivity and help is on the way and Jesus popping. It's real. And, man, God came to me. And I had all my kids in the house. He was just like, start doing these skits, and I wasn't doing it for the money. I'm like, well, it'll keep my buzz.
Yeah.
Give the people, man, and then it just, that thing went up. Like,
that's great when you do something and it's not for the money, and then it bring you money.
Mm. Yeah, I knew God was gonna do something, because I was like, man, I don't scream his name too loud. And boy, he took me in the pandemic. He gave me my independence back to the point I didn't even need Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Man, what the f*** am I missing? Because I thought you was out here doing all types of shows, man, before the pandemic.
Man, I'm sold on that. Man, you go to Cumber Club, you pick up 30, 50,000 when you hot. But, man, that ain't no... Think about the... Okay, the agent going to get 10. Manager yeah. get 10. So if I make 40 grand, 8 grand gone. You yeah. got 32 left. It going to cost you 7 grand to travel for real. Especially yeah. if you got a crew. So you at 25 racks.
Then child support. Now,
then child support, man. That you ain't finna get rich just touring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's what I had to learn, man. And you got to, you don't know it until it stops.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You got to own your content. And you know, they teach us about that, but you don't never know it. But online, I learned the game. It ain't about the money I'm making. Now I'm making a lot of money online. But it's the fact that even if I start right now, mm-hmm. I'm gonna make a certain amount because the content. And it's like, man, that's what put me in there.
You got catalog.
Yeah, catalog. It's like, man, these people, boy, they'll tour you to death and keep you out there on that road and won't even grow your career because they, you just touring. But right. I could count. Yeah. Like, man, yo, I'm making $1 million a year, but after taxes, and you know, if you paying your taxes mm-hmm. for real, you know how that go, man. Like,
no, I don't.
Oh yeah,
I pay my.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, like, yeah. So you pay them, you know where yeah. I'm coming from,
and
man.
You have a lot of expenses.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Child support, man. I got 9 kids for real, man. My baby mama don't work. I pay everybody rent. So, but that's
you what, look stressed just thinking about it.
Oh man,
I've been doing it so long, man. Just but the pandemic turned me to a situation where I said I never got worried about that again.
I respect the honesty because you know it's a lot of smoke and mirrors on social media too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people with a bunch of followers, bunch of likes, man, bunch of views, but they don't got the money to
that
match.
That money ain't.
So I respect you being honest.
Oh yeah, like, nobody gonna keep it. If you don't be real, you gonna get real results because mm-hmm. if you ain't real. See, I tell everybody, my mama them ain't get blessed like me because they weren't real. We used to be poor, and she wouldn't even pray for no food. I'm talking about she pray for a man and everything. Listen, lady, my spirit is wicked right now. Please pray for some food. You praying for a relationship. Yeah.
Did your mom ever, did she ever get a man? Did
nah,
that pray?
Nah, my mama, she loved my daddy, but my daddy, he ain't come through like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how it is when a woman put their faith in a man and he lose, you lose your faith. My daddy and my mama were, they came from the streets, but they mistakes. Allow me not to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Drugs really towed them down, you know what I'm saying? So it made me never do drugs. It made me stay away from certain things.
You ain't on no drugs?
Nah, I ain't never did nothing. Never yeah. smoked, drank, no.
Man, this is turned up. That's just you, the spirit.
Nah, I get that. You know, I had them kids early. So once I had them kids early, I couldn't really afford to mess up.
That's real.
I had
that's
7 kids by the time I was 22.
God damn.
So by the time you don't mess up like, man, I had 2 children, they 4 days apart. I went to the hospital, man. For one child, 4 days later, I came back. The nurse was like, "Did you leave anything?" I was like, "Yeah, another child." So,
did you ever try condoms? Ever?
Yeah, yeah, I tried them.
Now he do Plan B.
Yeah, Plan B don't work either, boy.
What?
Not for mine. I get mine different. Man, Plan B, they owe me some money.
Why you don't like condoms though, man?
Like, no, I like condoms.
Ain't no
I
way.
I like the condoms after that moment, but like
what?
I'm gonna tell you. See, I was in high school.
Okay.
And we was all raw dog. Like Boots said, they were young, so I rung a fresh, so I raw dogged them. And Boosie said that. It just, hey.
Did you quote Boosie to try to justify?
You quoted Boosie. Like, yeah. You quoted a scripture out the Bible just now.
I quoted Boosie. It was just.
Boosie said
it
that.
It just felt different. You know, I started off with a condom. And I was like, yeah, this is the greatest. Then one day, I did it without. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, and
I get it.
3 of my baby mamas, I dealt with them one time. The first time I dealt with them, they got pricked.
Wow, good job. Damn.
Good job. Angela, you listen here.
Yeah, well, I'm sure your kids are a blessing. So
oh, yeah, they're a blessing now, man. I ain't going to lie. My kids will keep me. We moving in the house together by ourselves. Me and my kids, that's what keep me going now, though. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's be fruitful.
So you don't even pull out?
Let me tell you what happened. One of them I did. I guess people get pregnant from their uterus or something because I don't know how did she
you
got.
You probably have like the premature, like a yeah. little bit first.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what happened, but all on came back 99.9. I had a test on them. And then when it came back 9, the first one came back 99.9, I was like, well, shoot, they ain't 100. You know what I mean? I was like, this the, hey, I'm like, hell, this
the
ain't 100.
0.1% chance.
I'm reading the paper, it says, yeah, this not 100%. I'm like, hey, this might not be mine, but all them children of mine, man, they all good. And hell, it's just a big village.
All right, we got more with Country Wayne and Zaytoven when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into the single. It's Be Your Future. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Russell Wilson, but I can be your future. Won't like the things I do, but you gon' like how I do it to you. I'm in the field on the body, I'm going back and forth.
That was Be Your Future, Country Wayne and Zaytoven. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Yee?
Okay, so when it comes to your children's mothers, right, because you take care of things, what is it okay for them to date?
Yeah, they can date. Guys? Let me take this off, because you finna ask a hot question. Man, listen, my baby mama go get anybody they want, still gonna pay their bills, they can stay there. That don't happen before.
Because I be, sometimes when I watch their sketches, I was like, because I love watching you online, because it is like watching TV already. But I be looking like, there's a little bit of truth in some of this, right? Yeah. Because there's a lot of, like, the little jealous things.
Yeah. Baby mama get jealous. They don't get jealous of
each other. I'm talking about you getting jealous.
Oh, me? Nah. See,
do you ever get a little jealous?
Do I ever get a little jealous? Me, it's hard for me to get jealous to the point. You know, probably back in the day when I was young. But we don't been through. I don't see my baby mamas with other guys after I done left them. You know what I'm saying? So, at this point, I want them to live their best life because I'm darn sure going to live mine. Like, if they find a man... or whatever, I pay their bills and everything, but they find some. But it's hard to find another Wayne, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know it has to be intimidating for anybody they date too to be like, "Well, this is my child's father." You know,
you ain't gonna find a Wayne.
And then you be doing songs where you be like, "That's my ex, but she still let me hit."
Yeah, you ain't gonna find a Wayne. every ex I had, I never found another Wayne. I treated them too good.
For real?
Yeah. Not them women I wasn't with, though. Okay. I'm talking about the relationships I done been in. I done been in, like, three real relationships, three and a half.
Since we known you? No, or, like, in life?
No, since y'all know me, I only been in one.
Who was that?
Jess, hilarious. Yeah, Jess.
Oh, Big Jess. All right, Jess. What up, Jess?
Yeah, Jess, shout
and
out to
And at least
Jess.
Y'all cool with each other now. We love to see that.
Yeah.
Unless you're not again.
Nah, me and Jess cool, okay. Man. I'm always cool with it.
How you f***ing that up, man? Jess a good one, man.
Man, listen, I'm a good one. Yeah.
I'm proud.
I'm the catch. Yeah, I'm Country Wayne. I'm the one. Hey, I'm Country Wayne, man. Me and Jess is on, you know, hey, man. Hey, we cool, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to find another Wayne, boy. Wayne know what to do. I'm blessed.
So now, what's next after this EP? Are you planning to do...
Oh, man, Drip. It will be probably be performing at the Hip Hop BT Awards or something that year. I'm finna take him. He just hot. Like, I just know, you know what I'm saying? He got the people, and I know what to say. He got a voice where he ain't got to make no hit. So Drip, man, Drip taking over. Like, I ain't gonna let Drip fail. He owe me some money. I don't put some money in.
Congrats to you too, Zaytoven, for being named one of the 50 greatest producers of the 21st
century. Oh, yeah, man. That's big. Shout out, man.
I was scared, man. I ain't gonna lie. When I seen that list come, I said, man, watch, I'm not on here.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought they was gonna front on you? Why? Because the South bias, maybe?
I don't know. It's just one of those things. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and a lot of times I feel like I get looked over. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all good. So, that was so big.
I ain't even know that.
Yeah, that's big, man. That's big for me.
Well, you finna try to go up on the price.
Yeah. That's right.
Last year's price
been up.
Not...
your name must be your manager, sir.
Your price been up.
Put some emphasis on that. You're the 50th greatest. Hold on. Damn, I ain't know it was a list. When the list came out.
So you think you're getting your proper respect now?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe I get what I deserve.
And what are some things that you haven't done yet that you like, okay, I still got to get this?
Oh, I didn't work with everybody possible, really. And to me, things like what I'm doing now, like what I'm doing with Country Wayne, is like, it's innovative, it's new, it's something that somebody else ain't doing. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's what has kept me around for so long. Yeah, I think my first big song was So Icy in 2004.
Dang.
So to even be lasting this long in the game and still relevant, I feel like each year I go up a notch.
I know this old, but how did that Gucci Jeezy versus feel to you? Were you there?
I was there. Man, I was dancing on the stage the whole time. I was right there with Gucci. And it, you know what I mean? It was just amazing to be there because So Icy was the song that made everything pop off. And I remember at the time, but we was fighting. It was like a real fight over the song. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm tied to Gucci. Me and Gucci work with each other every day. This is my bro. So for the song to blow up and then it almost get blackballed to come back years later, and, you know, it'd be one of the biggest verses that you see, and to be right there, you know, is unexplainable. You know what I mean? I will say it got a little, you know, a little tense in the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, it's definitely dope to be there.
So at the time when, I think the story was, Jeezy wanted So Icy for the album.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you had to sign off on some of that too. You probably wasn't.
I couldn't sign off. Okay. I was cutting hair in the barbershop at the time. Wow. And I'm getting people come to pick me up like, hey man, come roll with me, bro, because you know, we gotta get the paperwork signed. I'm like, well, hold on. I can't sign the paperwork with you. Me and Gucci, this Gucci song, we did this, you know, together at the crib. So it was just one of them things where I was just stuck. Like, it was a blessing I got my first big song, but at the same time, I'm kind of nervous because it's like, well, dang, I do want to be on Jeezy album. I know this is going to be the biggest thing going, but at the same time, this is me and, you know, this is what me and Gucci do. Like, you know, this is something me and Gucci put together.
Man, that says a lot about your character. Jeezy had a Bad Boy deal going. He had the Def Jam.
At the time,
yeah, so. He was red hot in the street. Like, that says a lot about you, bro.
But me and Gucci, though, you gotta think, me and Gucci like brothers at this time. Mm-hmm. He at my house every day. We recording with each other every day. So ain't no way in the world I'm finna, you know, do something with these people over here and cut my bro out. Ain't no way in the world. So
speaking of respect, y'all feel like y'all get y'all respect because see, like, people try to like do what y'all do now, like Charlamagne, Envy, Angela Yee.
We living our life. I'm good. My life is amazing.
I'm gonna interview y'all, man. I'm trying to practice. I got a podcast coming. I don't copy y'all too.
Oh, you got a podcast coming?
Yeah.
You got who is coming out with?
Really, it's supposed to be on. We ain't announced it yet, but I hear the me and B Simone was supposed to be doing something. I hit B up because I feel like she got her opinions. I feel like it'll be something that, because a lot of women did agree to disagree with me. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted somebody who's transparent. She's real transparent online. Me, her, and her friend Megan's will be doing a podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they putting together now and all that.
I want to hear it, man. With your boy.
Yeah, for sure.
Why you got condoms?
Man, these Percocets.
Ferguson.
No, man, it's gone, man. It's gone, Charlamagne. I use condom now.
Why they don't with you the way they with Nick Cannon? They always talk about, if I see Nick Cannon, I'm going to get pregnant. They should be doing the same thing to you.
Y'all talking with me?
Yes.
Nah, man.
I think Nick did a lot in a short period of time.
Oh, that's why. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. When people feel like you ain't going to respond or you don't care, people feel that vibe off of you. It's like when me and Jess done went through that. They got off of me because they can tell I didn't care.
I put up
a video like, hey, man. Like, so I don't got that vibe. I don't even respond to comments. Man, I don't care for real. Like, I literally don't care.
And most of your kids are grown. Like, your youngest is how old?
My children 16 to 3. Oh. Honest 3, Tony 16. And they all, man, them children rock with each other, man. They close. It's like, hell, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't know what to do. Because I need some employees, you know. That's the hardest thing to do in business is find good employees.
Oh, man. So the EP out now?
Yeah, the EP out, man. Dribbles ain't doing good, too, man. Yep, hit like good. 21 on the chart.
Yeah, on the Apple charts, yep, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, let's push it up even higher.
Yo, I appreciate y'all letting us come through for real, man. This is a real blessing for y'all to let Drip come through. This is history to make it, man. Y'all let Drip come through and do his thing on the legendary Breakfast Club, man. And I appreciate y'all, man, 100 for real.
Nah, Country Wayne and Zaytoven, a.k.a. Drippin' Zay. Yeah. Thank you for pulling up, brother.
No problem. Appreciate you, man.
It's for Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, what is one thing that Queen Latifah says she won't do for a role that people have asked her to do? Well, she was talking to All Worthy with Hunter McGrady. It's Yahoo Life's interview series. And as a plus size woman in the fashion industry, she said, my weight has always been a part of my identity, not necessarily because I make it that way, but instead because of the ways in which I've been labeled. So according to Queen Latifah, she said that she's felt pressure to change the way that she looks. She said, I have felt that pressure and I've literally been asked to lose weight through my people. The word came. Luckily, I have people who are like, yeah, that's not going to happen. She's not losing weight for you. And she said it also made her angry. She said, I felt like I was fine. I'm what people look like. You want me to lose weight? Why? So there's a whole bunch of women out there who won't have someone to relate to on TV. Is that what you're trying to get at? Honestly, I knew by me standing up, I was actually standing up for some other people.
Dope.
So just a word to everybody. If you want to book Queen Latifah, don't be trying to ask her to lose weight in order to be in a role. All right, now let's talk about Kodak Black. Recently, he posted on social media, and you know, if anybody is friends with him or knows him, it might be a time for you to reach out to him because it feels like he's going through a lot right now. But he tweeted, so lonely, depressed, sad, and he said, nobody love me, nobody cares. I'm everywhere at once, friends playing in my head, girls playing with my heart. Wish I can go back to the start. I'll never be famous. So...
Yeah, it's definitely it kind of like makes me think about it. So definitely, if you're cool with Kodak, reach out. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now Tiawa Savage was recently on Angie Martinez's show, and she was talking about somebody trying to blackmail her to get an unspecified sum, and here's what she said happened.
My road manager sends me a message. He's like, yo, check your phone. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I check it, and there's a video. And I'm just like, where did you get this from? It's a tape of me and the person I'm dating right now. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
I know. So the person's asking for money now. So
is it the person you were dating?
No. And he's going crazy, too. So I'm like, what are we going to do? And my manager's like, well, how much are they asking for? So I woke up, and I was like, no, I'm not going to allow anyone to blackmail me.
I respect it. I mean, it sucks to have your, you know, personal business out there in that way, for sure, for sure. But I mean, you know, you get in front of it, own it, like take the power out of it.
Mm-hmm. And she also said like 2 or 3 months from now, who's to say the person's not going to come back and it'll resurface again with them asking for money.
True.
So it's kind of like a never ending saga. You never know. I'm sure that tape, they're still going to have it. It'll still exist. And then once you give them money, they'll just ask for money again.
And it is 2021. I mean, you know, how many sex tapes have we seen just come and go of various people?
Yeah, still, but you don't.
Yeah, but that is so traumatizing.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But I mean, once it's out there, it's out there. You know, you do your best to get it taken down off the internet the best you can, and you know, you own it. Like, you know, nobody can have no power over you with that tape if you own it. Because, like I said, there's been so many people whose tapes have come and gone. You hear about it for a second, and then poof. I wouldn't even have heard about that if I didn't hear it on Angie Martinez.
All right, and that's probably her getting ahead of it too, in case something happens. You know, so people know, because if anybody gets sent that tape, they should know not to post that.
Mm-hmm.
And you should know you can't violate somebody's privacy like that. You look off. That's a terrible thing to do. All right. Adele is on the cover of Vogue and she's talking about addressing Beyonce, right? After she refused, Adele refused to accept a Grammy because she felt like Beyonce should have won for Album of the Year.
She was right.
For Lemonade in 2017. And on stage, she refused to accept the award. And she said to Vogue in her new cover story that she also disagrees with the Academy's choice. She said, my personal opinion is that Beyonce definitely should have won. And she said she assumed Beyonce would win until the ceremony started. And she said she was overwhelmed with, I'll have to go and tell her how much her record means to me. And she got emotional. She went to Beyonce's dressing room after the show. She said when she first went in, she couldn't get it off her chest. And after she left, she burst into tears. And that's when her then, at the time, husband dragged her back in. And Beyonce's publicist cleared out the room. And she said with just her and Beyonce, she said to her that the way that the Grammys works, the people who control it at the very top, they don't know what a visual album is. They don't want to support the way that she's moving things forward with her releases and the things that she's talking about. So she said, Lemonade deserved a win. For my friends who are women of color, it was such a huge acknowledgement for them of the sort of undermined grief that they go through. For her to nail that on the head and also bring in the entire globe. She said, this album is my album. She just knows what I'm going through. That album was not written for me, but yet I could still feel like this is the biggest gift.
Yeah, Lemonade was definitely robbed that year. Lemonade was 100% robbed that year. I remember that vividly. Because I remember, didn't Adele break the Grammy in half or something? And tried to give half to Beyonce?
Well, she said, when she got her Grammy in the mail, it was broken. And she said the way that she paid tribute to Beyonce, she said she put a piece of fruit, there's a lemon, in the broken part of the trophy.
I don't want the lemon. Right, I want the goddamn Angela lemonade. The album's called Lemonade. What are you sending me a lemon for? The hell?
She can't put lemonade in the trophy. Goodness.
You can send me some a case of my heart. And
that's your rumor report.
Now, who are you giving your donkey to, Charlamagne?
Oh, man, this is a great story, and I really think we need to take this. We might, well, you know what? Her name is Emo. Emo's suing Geico. We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
This Sunday on CBS, Queen Latifah is back, equalizing injustice in The Equalizer. Need help? Have nowhere to run? She's the one you call when you can't call 911. America's number one news show, The Equalizer, returns this Sunday at 8, 7 Central on CBS.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Hey. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called
called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey, Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 8th goes to a woman named M.O. I don't know if that's her real name, but court documents refer to her as M.O. And M.O. is suing a lot of people's favorite insurance agency, Geico. Okay, drop on the clues bombs for Geico. Geico, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Fun fact, do you know that their original model was you could still save money on car insurance even if you made a few mistakes? Also a fun fact, the Geico lizard's name is actually Martin. Did anybody know that? Okay, another fun fact. Yep. Martin the lizard is Geico's mascot because back in a galaxy far, far away called 1999, Geico debuted its mascot, the Geico Gecko, and they chose the Gecko because Geico had often been mispronounced as Gecko. And boom, Martin the Geico lizard was born, okay? When you do your Googles, you end up going down a rabbit hole of information that some would call useless until you realize these are great casual conversations to have at dinner. Now, M.O. is suing Geico, people. She's suing for $1 million. Okay, I was reading this story on the Daily Mail, and I really couldn't believe it. I mean, historically, insurance companies cover injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. But M.O. feels she's owed compensation from Geico that really doesn't have anything to do with Geico. Now, I don't like explaining these stories, so it's always good when it's someone else who does. We found a YouTube channel from a young woman named Lady T. Lady T broke this story down. So let's go to Lady T for the report, please.
A Missouri woman is seeking $1 million from Geico in a federal court after she has sex and contracted an STD from a man in the backseat of his vehicle that was covered by the insurance provider. The insurance company has since filed a countersuit and have accused the pair, who have elected to remain anonymous, of colluding for a massive payout. The woman, referred to as M.O. in the court document, filed a liability suit after having unprotected sex with a man labeled M.B. in the backseat of his 2014 Honda Genesis, a testing positive for HPV as a result. The car is covered by the insurance policy and MB's name. At that point, the woman, without Geico's knowledge, entered legal talks with her then lover and reached an agreement in state court where she will receive $5.2 million if only from Geico, court documents concerning the case revealed.
Well, thank you, Lady T. Drop on the clues bombs for Lady T. I don't know, Lady T. We just snatched her audio, that's all. Okay, long story short, M.O. wants compensation from Geico. $1 million in damages because she had unprotected sex in 2017 in the backseat of a 2014 Hyundai Genesis, and she caught an STD. First of all, HPV is the most common sexually transmitted disease in these streets. Okay, 42% of all adults ages 18 to 49 walking around here with HPV, all right? Experts estimate 80% of all sexually active people are infected. All right, it's just a basic disease. Ironically, the Hyundai Genesis is a basic car. Ironically, M.O., you sound kind of basic. I hate to say it like that, and I'm sending you healing energy, but the logic ain't logicing in this story, okay? You pop that poom poom for a goon, unprotected in the back of that Hyundai Genesis, and now you want to sue for $1 million because Geico is the insurance company that covers the car? Listen, Geico covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. Use of the car. They used the car for sex, and she caught an HPV. Bro, M.O. might have a case. I might have to reel this in, okay? Geico is suing back, accusing the couple of conspiring to capitalize on a situation that they created themselves, and they are both in it together and are colluding for a payout. And Mo reached an agreement with dude she was smashing in the Hyundai. They came to an agreement in state court where she would get $5.2 million from the company. I don't even know how that works. Geico is countersuing and wants to know why the couple is hiding their identities, but I think M.O. might have a case here. I can't in good conscience give this woman Donkey of the Day until we go to Breakfast Club court. I need to hear from more people because Geico, even in their countersuit, they're not really saying she tripping. They just saying she colluding with the dude she's accusing of giving her an STD. M.O. might have a case, bruh, because Geico covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. That Hyundai was being used.
It was just being used for sex. Some could even say sex is maintenance. But let's stick to the use of the card thing. I don't know, man. Hit the Breakfast Club court music, right? Hit the Breakfast Club court music. Does M.O. have a case?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Oh, explain. Talk to me, Evie.
All right. Well, let's talk about 800-585-1051. Now, as an attorney for Geico, I can't award this woman this much money. Mm. And let me tell you the reasons why. How many times have you burnt your finger on the lighter in the car? That means I would have to pay for that because that injury really happened in the car. Or what about when you just hit your head or bump something on the car? Does that mean I got to pay for that? No. She had sex with that dirty D, and she has to take that. That has nothing to do with me or Geico or what happened as an accident in that car.
Well, question. No, let me push back on that, sir. You're in the car. You're using a lighter in the car. That is use of the car. Just because you weren't smart enough to sue Geico for the damages that you incurred because you're thinking of things like accidents, you know, and just typical things that happen with the car as, you know, things that could be claims. That sounds like use of the car to me. You get burned by a lighter that's in the car? That was use of the car, bro. I don't know, man. It sounds like
lines.
M.O. got a case. Does Geico owe her money?
Nah. All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Does Geico owe this young lady money?
She was having sex in the back of a Hyundai, man.
She had sex in the back of the car, and she got HPV. Does that mean that Geico have to pay for that? Does that mean every accident that happens in the car,
yes,
Geico now has to pay for? That a thing?
I didn't know until I just read this. I read it. It says it covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. They were using the car for sex. There was damages that happened in the car. The guy owns the car.
That backseat shouldn't be so comfortable.
That's what I'm saying. Why, if that car didn't have a backseat or a passenger seat, there could be no use of the car for sex. Why the Hyundai Genesis got a backseat?
Cars are used to drive, not for sex. They're supposed to be going to drive from point A to point B. You're not supposed to use a car for sex.
Who says? Show me in the manual where it says you can't use a car for sex. Show me in the Hyundai Genesis manual where it says that sex is not covered under the use of car. Show me.
And how do we know that HPV didn't come from the back seat?
Whoa. Now you logicking. Now the logic's starting to logic a little.
Logicking. Oh, my goodness. Call us up right now. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Breakfast Club Court. Tell them why, Charlamagne.
Man, we are taking a young woman to Breakfast Club Court. Her name is M.O. M.O. is suing Geico for $1 million for damages that she suffered in the backseat of a Hyundai Genesis because she was having sex and she caught an HPV and she said that it's Geico's fault because the Geico is the insurance company that covers the car. Now, I never thought about it, but Geico covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. That guy was using the car for sex. He's the owner of that car. Geico covers the car. He gave her an HPV. Sounds like she got a case, bruh.
I have to disagree. I mean, you can't charge me for everything that goes on in that car. I mean, as a kid, I burnt my finger on the cigarette lighter, so does that mean I get to sue Geico?
Yes.
The other day I was in a Uber and a spider popped out and it almost bit me. If that spider would have bit me and I would have got a little something, does that mean I could have sued Geico if they had Geico insurance?
Yes.
Possibly. If this woman wins her case, then yes.
Well, maybe not the spider, but the lighter, definitely. Because the lighter is use of the car. You were using the car. You were using something that even was in the car and you got burnt. Spider, maybe not. Lighter, I think so.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Go. Hey, this is T.I.
What do you think, bro?
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Look, I was talking black and white government. Isn't they fine print the use of the car?
You said what?
Isn't a fine print the use of the car? They use that car to have that sex and cause that disease. That's still a crazy
I don't speak your type of nigga, bro. I don't even know what the hell you just said. All I heard was use of the car.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Pyro.
Pyro, what you think?
Man, look, I'm from that city. Do you hear me? Like, St. Louis is my city. You feel me? You can't take hustle away from them people. SEL is known to hustle. But that right there, that they doing, that's that little geek. We call it a geek move.
So what you think? You don't think she got a case?
she ain't got no case, man. But at the same time, you lied to me. Or using the car, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's use of the car. And the guy owns the car. And the and Geico covers the insurance of that guy. He used the car for sex, and there was some damages, bro. I don't know, man.
And look, you know the damage.
I feel like with the right lawyer, she could win this.
Driving.
You're right. You're right, Angela. No. Look, with the damages is to that woman's fountain. That fountain creates kids. Her kids ain't going to come out right.
Thank you for calling. In the fine print, it says, when you purchase these cars, you're supposed to use these cars to drive a vehicle, not to be reckless, and having sex in the car is reckless.
Does it say that you can't have sex in the car?
And Envy, it sounds like you're passing judgment. A lot of people have sex in their car.
That's right. A lot of people have sex in their car. You've had sex in your car before, Envy.
That is
what if you live out
your
car?
And,
that's a good point, too, Yee. It's people that live out their car. Cars serve multiple purposes other than just driving, bro.
No, but I believe Geico only covers for driving. You just can't have a car and just say, I'm going to sleep and live in my car.
It says they cover injuries. It says Geico covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car. They were using that car, bro.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, what do you think?
Absolutely not believe that she is due any money. Like you said earlier, she slept with that dirty D, so therefore she got what she deserves.
Yeah.
She don't deserve a payout.
Yeah, but that dirty D owns that Hyundai Genesis that's covered by Geico. And when there's damages, when there's damages due to the use of the car, and he was using the car for sex, I don't know.
That wasn't used to the car. The car wasn't being used.
I believe she has a case, but I think it's also kind of crappy that she found a loophole to get it like that.
She
had to go get an ATV to get a payday.
I don't think it's a loophole. I think it's a dirty pee hole. And I think that dirty pee hole is attached to that car, and that car is covered by Geico, and the damages have to be covered by somebody.
Is going to have to pay for that payday because now our insurance rates are going to go up with Geico because they have to make up for that 5-point-something million loss.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think some of y'all hating because a lot of y'all done caught STDs in cars, too, and y'all never thought to sue the guy in the insurance agency.
My goodness. Well, I definitely ain't hating on her because of that. I got to give her props. She's going to do the dang thing that... I still think it's kind of crap, but I'm a little salty about it. 5 million right now sounds really nice. I'll take that.
What STD did you catch in the car?
Oh, I ain't never caught no STD ever, and I'm 46 years old.
I'm 43 and never caught an STD. I'm happy for that. That's a great stat. Have a great day.
800-585-1051. Should this lady get money from Geico? That is the question. We're in Breakfast Club court. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're in Breakfast Club court. Charlamagne, tell them why.
We're in Breakfast Club court because there's a woman named M.O. who is absolutely positively suing Geico for $1 million because she had sex with a dude in the backseat of a Hyundai Genesis. The Hyundai is covered by Geico. The guy owns the car. She caught an STD, and somebody got to pay for the damages. I think she has a case simply because Geico covers injuries that happen out of the ownership, maintenance, or use of the car.
All right, so we're going to the phone lines. What do you think? Do you agree or not? Hello, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Nicole, what are your thoughts, Mama?
I feel like she may actually have a case because I actually just had to do a daycare and learning about the laws. And then, you know, a few years back, there was a lady that sued McDonald's and got almost $3 million in punitive damages because she spilled hot coffee on her.
I remember that case because they didn't, what was it? The coffee was too hot or something like that?
Yeah. So who fought it if she spilled the coffee? But she won the case.
I don't know. I just think that we upset that we never thought about this before. But truth be told, that woman experienced damages in the backseat of that man's Hyundai Genesis, bro. And the Hyundai Genesis is use of car. He was using the car for sex. I think she got a case.
Yeah, and I think with the right lawyer, she could win this.
I agree.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shelt, man.
Shelt, what are your thoughts, bro?
I don't know, man. Charlamagne might got a point there, man. He said the use of the car. You see, Geico gonna have to change their language up after this.
That's right. That's right.
I think Geico.
It's very vague, and I just think this could be a class action lawsuit for other people who might have gotten STDs in their car.
That's right. Think about all the gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, herpes that's been caught in insured cars. You know, these people own these cars that are insured by companies. Somebody got to pay for them damages, bruh.
It's definitely going to set a precedent. You know, everybody that, you know, like y'all said, caught STDs and everything in the car. It's just going to set a precedent for everybody. Everybody's going to come out of the woodwork.
Man.
I don't think they could do that. Geico got to be protected somehow, some way. There's no way they're going to let this slide because there's so many accidents that happen in the car that have nothing to do with driving.
Nope.
So I'm sure Geico is fully aware of this already.
Geico wasn't protected. MO wasn't protected. And that's the problem. Okay, that's how STDs got passed. And Geico covers the insurance of this car. Somebody has to pay. I think it's going to be Geico. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even think about it until I read the fact that it is use of car.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing, brother? It's Muhammad from East Northport. How are you?
Peace, King.
Muhammad, what are your thoughts?
Yes, sir. I'm saying, I don't know who the burden of proof is on, but how can she prove that she didn't already have HPV, or two, that was that specific encounter where she contracted HPV?
I like you, Muhammad.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
What do you say now, Charlamagne, Angela? How do we even know she got HPV?
Well,
in the
maybe if she had went to the doctor prior to that incident and then afterward noticed that she had just recently contracted it, I think that might be something the doctor can prove.
No, she could have had HPV outside the car. She could have bent her over on top of the car or on the tree or in the house before they got in the car. We don't know if she actually got it in the car.
It's still use of the
car. No matter. It's still use of the car. If he bent her over that hood, it's still use of the car, sir. Okay?
Well, it could have been in the house beforehand. Could have been in the street.
Nope, she said it happened in the car.
How do we know?
We don't.
Was there a camera? How do we know that it actually happened in the car? Nope. Muhammad, you're right. Muhammad saved the day.
I'm not going to say he saved the day, but, you know, it's still up for debate. That's all I'm saying. I think she got a case.
So what's the moral of the poll? Are you giving a donkey or not?
The moral of the story is y'all better start reading the fine print of these cars, because we might have been letting these people get away with a lot of damages. They might have been getting off scot-free, not paying us for a lot of damages over the years. That's the moral of the story.
My goodness. All right, now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, Real Housewives of Potomac, the reunion is coming up, and looks like Nicki Minaj really is hosting it. We'll talk more about it.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nicki Minaj posted, guess who, bitches? Andy Conda, Real Housewives of Potomac, coming soon on Bravo. So, Bravo, Andy. Andy wrote, it's the reunion I could never get away with. At the end of hours tonight, Nicki Minaj surprised the Real Housewives and did her own thing. Andy Conda. Listen, Real Housewives of Potomac is my favorite one of the all of them right now. So, I don't know if y'all watch that, but if you haven't, you should catch up.
Who's on that one?
I do. They all good.
That's not the one Giselle and Robin on.
Sell it to your network. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, I can't keep up with these cities. But yeah, salute to Giselle and Robin. They have the Reasonably Shady podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network.
Yeah, they actually do some of it on the series, so you could check it out as they have a whole shady little brunch. Okay, now let's talk about new music because it is Friday. So, new albums, Don Toliver, Life of a Don. Here is one of the songs up there, Flocky Flocky.
Blessings on blessings, I'm drowning all in around having a scoop. Top of the top and I'm needing that truck because I'm still off the boot.
So, Travis Scott is featured on that song. Also, Alchemist, This Thing of Ours, Volume 2. Sleepy Hollow, Still Sleep is out today, the deluxe version of that. And Justin Bieber has shared three new tracks. And here is one of the new Justin Bieber tracks, Haley.
This life is crazy, but it led me to your love. If you follow me forever, I will come. No matter what, baby.
This is the complete edition of his sixth studio album, Justice. So it's an updated version with Red Eye, Angel Speak, and Haley. They said Angel Speak and Haley were included on the Japanese version of Justice, and Red Eye was a bonus track on the Web Store alternative cover CD that was available exclusively in Europe. Other things that are out today, here is some new Cordae, Super.
Last year I made 7 million, didn't have to do a single show. Should I tune my tunes up at Coca-Cola for the check that cut me at the Super Bowl? On my life moments is a Super Bowl. My Dr. Dre, he got a Super Bowl.
Oh, they be snapping.
And Jesse, right? Yes, he does. I used to play badminton too. Jesse Nelson featuring Nicki Minaj, Boys.
Bad boys want a bad boy. World to Biggie, Diddy, and Mace. Whoa, like Rob, won't find a prettier face. He gon' keep my VVS's dancing like Toadu, so I could just shine while he shoot up the place.
Okay, Nicki. Okay, Onika. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Onika. Okay, Onika. Onika still got it. Okay.
All right, and shout out to NBA YoungBoy. His new Sincerely Contrail album has cracked 6 billion streams. Is that amazing?
Wow! Hell yeah, what that
so
mean?
Congratulations to him.
How much money that?
By
come?
The way,
how much
his
money
music has
to?
Been streamed over 6 billion times since September 2020, but he's only gotten 55,000 radio airplay spins in that same time period.
Well, we know radio isn't the most culturally competent right now. Radio's not the most in tune right now with what's going on. That's just the facts.
You might got to put some young boy in the mix, Envy.
By the way, this is what this young boy is, what, fourth number one album, isn't it? I think.
Yep. Yep.
Something like that. I've never heard NBA YoungBoy on the radio. Why? I asked that question a couple years ago. Why is it NBA YoungBoy on the radio? What do I know? Is he signing somebody?
Yeah, he's on Atlantic.
I thought he's Atlantic Independent, right? They have like a deal. Now he's not signed to them as an artist. He has like a production deal, right?
That's a guy. I would love to know why radio ignores NBA YoungBoy. I really would.
It's a good question.
I would love to know. I would love to know why program directors, DJs don't pay attention to NBA YoungBoy. Is it because he's too young and like maybe some of the DJs older and they're not in tune? I don't know. What is it? What do you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe he just doesn't play the game of politics of going to visit the stations and do interviews and things like that. Who knows?
Well, we know what's going to happen. You know, we heard last week that him and Drake was supposed to collab. Him and Drake would do a record and then radio would jump on that record and play it because Drake's on it.
There you go.
And then act like they've been there on NBA YoungBoy the whole time. We know how the game goes.
All right, now, speaking of how the game goes, Young Berg has spoke some things into existence. Now, he was talking about coming onto the Breakfast Club and lying about having had an opportunity and all these different people coming at him to be an executive at one of these labels. And this was on the Fact Podcast. Here's what he said.
On my journey to becoming an executive, like I just started having the Big Sean bounce backs and I had a few different records that was bubbling and I went and did Breakfast Club. Like I really went up there and spoke it to existence. Like I've been offered a couple positions from labels right now. Like I have like three different labels trying to offer me positions, A&Rs and stuff like that.
I just said it. Wasn't nobody trying to holler at me.
You said it.
Yes, ooh. I just threw it out there as bait.
And it worked out. He did speak it into existence. He ended up working at Atlantic Records. So I guess you can just say something, put it in the atmosphere, and it can happen. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Of course, I'm in Hampton right now for Hampton Homecoming. So let's take it back to HBCU days. Straight homecoming mix. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here. Don't you wish everything was as easy as getting quality coverage from the General Insurance? The General offers the quality coverage you deserve at prices you can afford. Switch to the General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God. I have Dr. Rita Walker here, the author of The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health. The word should, you know, we were discussing it when we were talking just now. Should means judgment is what Angela Rye said to me. But we always saying what we should be doing. We should be in the gym. You know, we should be in church. We should be doing this. We should be doing that. We should be at a certain place in our life. Why is that word so harmful?
A should is pressure. It is pressure. And we have enough pressures from so many different directions that we don't have to pressure ourselves. I get it. You know, we feel like if we say I should be doing something, it's like it's a motivator, like I should work out. But if you're not working out, there's probably a reason you're not working out. And so should removes the problem solving also. So if you say it would be nice if I worked out, it would be helpful if I worked out, then that opens up opportunities for problem solving. Like, OK, so if I'm not working out, what's going on? What's the problem? What do I need to change? You know, do I need to work out a certain time of day? Do I need to get my clothes out the night before? So if I have my workout clothes available, I can go work out. So should is pressure, and it also eliminates the options for problem solving.
What if some people need that pressure? What if there are people that absolutely positively should be doing something?
You got to give me an example. I drive my students nuts, and I've been driving them nuts for 19 years because they will say, should this and should that, and I literally just stop and watch them. Like, and they, until they say, okay, I'm sorry, I said
you should this. Stop smoking crack.
You should stop crack. I knew you would come up with something. It would be helpful if you stopped smoking crack.
That doesn't sound strong enough.
But if, no, but why do you need something strong? Maybe the reason that they're smoking crack is stronger.
Ooh, damn. Yeah. What are some strategies that people should use then when they're I'm serious. When they're in a rut, or they're anxious, or they're, you know, the windows feeling. You said they're dealing with something stronger than the thing that they're abusing.
You know, that really is a tough question. Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest, and it has a lot of layers, because for a lot of folks, you know, when they're in, you know, it's kind of like a fish in the fishbowl. All they know is the water around them and what they're dealing with and how they're living their day to day life. They might see outside the fishbowl and see like everybody else seems to be doing okay. But they can't get there. And for those folks who are, you know, in that fishbowl, it is good for them to have people around them who can reflect back to them like, okay, this is what I see. And not in a judgmental way, as you know, like, this is what I see. I am concerned. It takes vulnerability to be able to say that, which we don't do very well with vulnerability. But, you know, I'm afraid for you. I'm afraid you may not be here tomorrow. And so when we communicate what that person's behavior is doing to us, then it lets them know, okay, they're here. They're not judging me. They're just telling me they're concerned. And when they're ready, they'll go to that person.
Mm. Can you discuss psychological fortitude, which you talk about in Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health?
I'm happy to do it, because, you know, whenever you ask someone like, well, how you doing? And they say something like, fine. Mm-hmm. You know, they say something that doesn't tell you much. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to move these conversations forward, we need to have more honest conversations about where we are. And that's for ourselves and also for the people around us. And, you know, mental health, people hear that, they think all kinds of things. They think, you know, you crazy, or I'm not crazy because I'm not, you know, losing my mind. But there are levels to this. So psychological fortitude kind of replaces the language of mental health. But it still speaks to our ability to be able to use our minds to go to work, take care of school, take care of our family, take care of our health, and also tap into our life purpose. You know, everyone, every single person has a life purpose, but they can't access it because there's just so much going on in life. They're so overwhelmed by life. So if you can give a 0 to 10 rating, you know, if I say for you, you know, okay, so on a 0 to 10 scale, what is your capacity to be able to do your work and take care of your family and to be able to take care of your physical health? That's important, as important as mental health, and to live your life purpose. On a 0 to 10, 0 being I can't do any of that, and 10 is I'm cooking with grease. I'm knocking it out the park. You know, what's a rating?
For me, I'd probably like say 6, 7.
Okay, 6 or 7 is fine. And I notice you pause. It doesn't have to be a perfect number, right? Because if you share that with somebody, then they know like, you know, he's okay. You know, things could be better, obviously. But if I ask you tomorrow and you say, it's an 8, then I know you're doing better. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be a perfect number, but it communicates to someone else who's listening how you're doing. If someone says they're at about a 4 or 5, then the person who hears that is able to say, well, hey, you know, sounds like something's going on. You want to just get lunch? You don't even have to talk about whatever the thing is, but just being there. So the 0 to 10 also gives us an opportunity to figure out what kinds of adjustments or changes need to be made. Maybe the person needs support. Maybe they don't.
Yeah, I don't think you could ever get to a perfect number if you're truly taking care of yourself as well. Like, you know, if you're pouring in other people, but also taking the time to pour into yourself, I don't think you'll ever get to a perfect number. Because to me, a perfect number means that I'm just going all out and I'm never, ever, ever, ever stopping. And eventually I'm going to crash.
Well, and actually when I say perfect, I mean that you get the precise rating.
Got you.
Yeah, so I don't expect anybody to be at a 10, certainly in a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, that can't happen. We don't have, you know, our usual day-to-day life. A lot of folks still trying to figure out, you know, what they're doing. A lot of folks are dealing with grief and loss. So I don't expect for anybody to be at a 10, especially in a global pandemic. But maybe if we can get on the other side of this, there may be 10 days, you know, and 9 to 10 days. But yeah, when folks are always pouring out, you know, they have to be aware of that. Mm. And they have to say, like, I'm doing things that are important to me. But if I'm at a, you know, 6, I either need to back up off of some of that, or I need to find someone who's going to pour into me.
Absolutely.
Got to make the adjustments.
Her name is Dr. Rita Walker. Her book is The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health. Y'all need to go grab that right now. And you can see her this Sunday at the Mental Wealth Expo at the Marriott Marquis Times Square from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in New York City. She'll be speaking on the Black Women's Mental Health Panel with Tracy J, Dr. Alfie Noble. Hold on, I don't want to miss nobody. Dr. Chairman Jackman and Corey Minor Smith. Yes. Okay, so make sure you come check her out. And check her out tonight on The God's Honest Truth on Comedy Central, my late night talk show at 10 p.m. And you said something on the show tonight that I would love for you to end with. You introduced a phrase that I feel should be in every corporation in America, and that phrase is culturally humble. What does that mean?
Well, you know, we talk a lot about cultural competence, right? That in business, in all sorts of industries, we want people to be culturally competent. But that suggests that there's like a checkbox or someplace that you arrive. You know, if you get enough information, then you'll be competent. And what we really need is for people to understand that it's more of a process, and it's a disposition, that recognizing, certainly for individuals who are white or European American, that I don't know everything about other cultures, and I need to have a space or a disposition where I'm gaining more information, I'm processing more information, and I'm not making assumptions about other groups that we're all just the same. Mm. I understand that we want to do this melting pot thing, but we really are more of a salad bowl, and we need to understand all the different parts, and that is a process that takes time.
Ooh, it's Dr. Rita Walker. Thank you for coming, Dr. Walker.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.